You're listening to SBS News.
Echuca residents are in a desperate race against the rising Murray River. Locals and volunteers have been carting sandbags over the bridge day and night. They're filling empty horse feed bags, hessian sacks and compost bags. But as the wall gets high, the river is rising to meet it. Sandbags now surround many different blocks of homes as residents like Mark Lear band together with volunteers. He says they've been sandbagging for days, but despite their complete exhaustion, they're not giving up.
And we're bagging around, and if we lose one house, we lose them all. So everybody's been sleeping in shifts at night, running pumps, calling us if something goes wrong. Everyone comes out, but I think we've got it, but we've got to keep going.
Echuca resident Ray Cross is trying to remain hopeful.
We'll just do our best. We went up all night, putting fuel in pumps and doing all sorts of things to protect our property. So it's like everywhere in the town, everyone's tired, so we're working pretty hard, and levee walls fall, so we've got to do them up. The plastic bags are a problem. They just keep on falling out all the time and cause breaks in the wall. But anyway, we've just got to keep at it.
The level of the Murray River has surpassed a 30-year high, and with the peak still yet to come, those outside the levee are paying the price for being on the wrong side of the street. John McCann has just received a drinks delivery for his 64th birthday, but says what he really wants is proper flood protection from the council.
Our shire has had almost 30 years to build a proper flood defence, the same as what Moama has done in New South Wales. What do you say? There's nothing you can say. Just a bit disappointing, that's all. Really disappointing. I don't mind taking your rate money. I don't mind taking the money for your water bills.
Now up to 700 residents in both Echuca and Echuca Village have been told to evacuate immediately. The State Emergency Service has been door-knocking overnight, with concerns that homes previously thought to be safe may now be at risk. Tim Weebush is the Chief Operations Officer for the Victorian SES.
And we're advising people again that an evacuation message is still current. We can't emphasise enough that those levees, whilst they're holding at this point in time, do continue to be a vulnerability.
State Premier Daniel Andrews urging those tempted to stay put not to take the risk.
And no one wants to leave their home. No one wants to do that. But you've got to make choices that are in your best interests, but also in the best interests of those emergency services who might be called to come and rescue you.
Meanwhile, the Loddon River at Kerang has peaked just below the 78-metre mark. With one levee breached, flood-wary Rochester warned that some residents may be hit once again. Barmer and Lower Moira have also been told to prepare for major flooding levels, with buildings that service the local Indigenous community under threat. Across the border in New South Wales, it's also been a relentless year when it comes to flooding. The state SES has more than 120 warnings in place, including 20 evacuation orders. Residents in Moama are hoping the town's levee will hold as the peak is expected to hit. The town's mayor, Chris Bilkey, speaking earlier to the ABC.
We're pretty confident that the levee will hold. We will be continuing to patrol the levee and ensure that any leaks inside the levee are dealt with, and we'll be pumping water from the inside of the levee back over into the river should any significant leak occur. We now expect that there'll be a peak tonight, Sunday night, and perhaps a further peak on Tuesday or Wednesday.
SES Commissioner Carlene York is pleading for residents to listen to official warnings.
For evacuate now. It doesn't mean look out the window and say, I'm not really at risk, I think I'll take a chance, I'll stay here and see what happens in the next few hours. It means because we know that your property is at risk and we want you to evacuate.
New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has also issued a plea for safety as some attempt to drive through floodwaters.
We say it every press conference, but we still have people who continue to drive through floodwaters. Just yesterday, we had someone drive through floodwaters, needed to be rescued by 20 emergency service volunteers.
Emergency Services Minister Steph Cook says that the next couple of days will be especially crucial.
We're facing a very dangerous 48 hours right across New South Wales. What we are currently experiencing is more flood threats in more communities and locations than at any other time this year. At present, we literally have a flood risk in every corner of the state.
and the Bureau of Meteorology is closely watching the northern rivers. Tina Quinn, SBS News.